Introduction to the Book of 1 Kings. Why study this book? The Book of 1 Kings provides an account of the death of David, the reign of his son Solomon, and the decline and division of the kingdom of Israel after Solomon and many of his successors turned to idol worship. It also recounts the ministry of the prophet Elijah among the northern 10 tribes of Israel. By studying this book, students can learn truths that will help them understand the importance of worshiping the Lord in His temple, marrying in the covenant, making righteous choices, and listening to the still, small voice of the Lord. Who wrote this book? Quote, "The books of 1 and 2 Kings were compiled by some unknown writer from a variety of written documents, including the State Chronicles," end quote, from Bible Dictionary Kings, Books of. The State Chronicles were not the books of 1 and 2 Chronicles, but rather a collection of records maintained under the direction of the kings of Israel. When and where was it written? It is unclear when and where the books of 1 and 2 Kings were written. At one time, 1 and 2 Kings were a single book called Kings. The division that created the current books of 1 and 2 Kings took place when the Bible was translated into Greek. See Bible Dictionary Kings, Books of. What are some distinctive features of this book? The books of 1 and 2 Kings cover more than 400 years of Israelite history, starting with the death of King David, approximately 1015 BC, and concluding with the death of King Jehoiakim, sometime after approximately 561 BC. These books are rich in history and doctrine, and they provide background and context for a significant portion of the Old Testament. For example, in the book of 1 Kings, we read about the rise of King Solomon, who built and dedicated a temple to the Lord. The book of 1 Kings also explains that Solomon married women outside of the covenant. Many of these women turned Solomon's heart away from the Lord and toward the worship of false gods. Solomon's decision to turn away from the Lord eventually led to widespread idolatry in Israel and the division of the kingdom. Additionally, the book of 1 Kings introduces the reader to the bold and noble prophet Elijah. The prophet Joseph Smith taught that Elijah, quote, "holds the keys of the authority to administer in all the ordinances of the priesthood," end quote. From Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith. Published in 2007, page 310. Quote, "The power of Elijah is the sealing power of the priesthood, by which things that are bound or loosed on earth are bound or loosed in heaven," end quote. See Doctrine and Covenants 128, 8-18. Through the power of the priesthood, Elijah caused a drought that lasted 3.5 years, raised the dead, called down fire from heaven, and prophesied the downfall of King Ahab and his wife Jezebel, who together ruled in wickedness in the northern kingdom of Israel. Outline. 1 Kings 1-11. Before his death, David had his son Solomon anointed king. Solomon rules his kingdom with great wisdom. Solomon builds a temple and his palace at Jerusalem, beginning the period known as the Golden Age of Israel. The Queen of Sheba visits Solomon. Solomon's wives lure him away from worshiping the Lord and encourage him to worship false gods. Solomon's kingdom is threatened by Jeroboam. 1 Kings, chapters 12-16. All the tribes of Israel except Judah and Benjamin rebel against Solomon's son Rehoboam. The kingdom is divided, and Jeroboam becomes the ruler of the northern kingdom, also known as Israel, leaving Rehoboam to rule the southern kingdom, also known as Judah. Jeroboam and Rehoboam both establish idol worship in their kingdoms, and many rulers of both kingdoms follow this pattern of idol worship. 1 Kings 17-22. The prophet Elijah causes a drought in the land. He raises a widow's son from the dead. With great power from God, Elijah competes with the priests of Baal, and shows that Jehovah is God. After this miracle, Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab and a supporter of Baal, tries to kill Elijah. Elijah travels to Mount Horeb, where the Lord speaks to him in a still small voice. Elijah meets Elisha, who will succeed him as prophet. Elijah prophesied the death of Ahab and Jezebel. Following Ahab's death, Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, reigns in wickedness.